Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super hit. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest. We waiting to stretch. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Wren, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like to live it forever. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now it's where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see. It's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though. Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at? People waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. It's blessed life, I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Ray got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient. Let's go. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, the recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information. From around the globe, east to west, it's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
Good afternoon, TNT Super Fantastic Family. Today is Friday, July the 3rd, 2020. Raven 98 here, along with...
Good morning, TNT. It is Friday. We are here, even though I had to be reminded that today was a holiday, because, you know, I thought tomorrow was a holiday, but it's Saturday, so maybe everybody's not here, maybe just some of us are here, but we are here. So we're only here for a shortened period of time today, let y'all know that already, since it is a holiday, and some people didn't even want us to be here because they want to do something else, but we're here. So let's get it started, Ray. What'd you send up?
Oh, wait a minute. Did I get the recording on? Oh, yes, I did.
I don't
okay.
know.
1 second. I'm resetting my microphone.
Okay.
All right.
Let's see.
Nope. You messed it up doing that.
Yeah, I reset the microphone and forgot to turn off the other speaker. So we're set now. All right. Updates. Let me go here. I know we sent something out.
Yep.
Thursday.
Twice.
Okay. Twice?
Yep. You put
only have one.
Okay.
Must have missed one. All right, so here's a Thursday update from across the pond. All talk today is the plan to cover the salaries for next 3 months at reduced rates so Iraq can pay salaries. Then after 3 months, the new plans and reforms will assist. This indicates no rate change for 3 months going into the new fiscal year, just like they talked about this morning and now is on Iraqi TV. And my message was, remember, watch what they do, not what they say.
Well, okay. Let's get it cracking then. All right, guys. They did say that. People were in an uproar. Articles came out about people rioting in the streets. Just like they did last time when they said it was going to be 3 months. And we'll just have to watch and see what happens. Now, we can hear all that. They're talking about the currencies. They did start paying people. People were paid at the old rate. But again, they were told that the new rate was in the coming days. In the coming days is not 3 months. It's in the coming days. Whatever that means in Iraqi language, that's where we're at. The good news is everybody still feels it's going to be by mid-next week. By everybody, I mean my Iraqi contacts are all saying that they're being told it's going to be by mid-next week, what they're being told. As Ray just said, what we've been saying for 12, 15 years, watch what they do, not what they say. Because that's what they're saying. It should be by mid-next week. So we heard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've heard all 3 days. It's going live. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. From different sources, different banks. Yes, the banks are being told to get ready. It's all happening. Every bank, every state except for guess who? You guys can guess. Except for guess who? They're the only ones still not being told anything or say anything, but everybody else is excited, told to get ready. So there's really not a whole lot for us to do except enjoy the weekend and see what happens, to tell you the truth. Now, the banker in Iraq agrees with the banker in the U.S. that this is going to happen, that he does have lower denoms in the bank coins, and they are being told to be ready to go. People got paid, and they weren't upset about getting paid the old rate because they were told, well, some of them, government officials first, that they were going to get the new rate in the coming days. And there still is going to be, you know, two RVs. of the currency. So we'll see how that happens. Other than that, guys, what we should be doing, on Monday, I think what we'll do is go through some guidelines, procedures of your exchange again. I'm trying to think here right now. Let's see. I do have, so I got a call at like 5:30 in the morning. Wait, yeah, 5:30 in the morning East Coast time, because it was 2:30 in the morning my time. And they sent me some documents to review that they feel are the current procedures and how this is going to work. And it advises people on what to do, when to do it. Things that we've gone over for years, and I know they're actually giving it to bank employees and having them review it so they know what we know and how we should expect things to go. It has some qualifications and things to get the higher rates, to get the contract rates, and they are saying there's three rates. It's the Forex rate or in-country rate, the international rate, and the contract rate. Those are the three rates that will be out there. We don't even have to worry about in-country because we already know what that is. So our international rate is going to be the Forex rate and then the contract rate. I'll tell you, it does say the contract rates are limited, which we already knew that to start with. It does say people should be in the first 7 to 10 days because when they're gone, they're gone. They said the contract rates are going to be gone. Qualifications, again, are things that we talked about, how you present yourself, how you act while you're there. I mean, by present yourself, it didn't mean how you dress, how you present yourself, how you dress when you're doing that. They're being told to evaluate you, just like he said. Is this somebody sophisticated enough to know what to do with this money or not? Are we just throwing it away? And supposedly the wealth manager is going to make that decision. And it's, again, I'm not going to say it too many times because I can't say it too many times. It's how you present yourself. Are you knowledgeable about money, about finances? Do you have a plan to do? Do you already know what interest rates you want, how much time you want to be invested, or even how much you want to leave at the bank. They actually want you to have all these decisions already made when you walk through the door, because he's not trying to go over the whole thing with you, help you make your decisions, answer every little intricate question. Some things only have to be done later. Now, I'm telling you, I'm going to try and figure out go over this on Monday or something, more time. This document says if he feels you're wasting his time or you're asking too many questions or you have no idea what he's talking about, they will reschedule you for after the 10-day period of time. When all the contract rates are gone is when they're going to reschedule you for. So let's see what happens. Let's just be prepared, ready to go. All right. So they're getting ready. Again, everybody thinks this is mid next week. We'll see. Could be longer. I'm just telling you what they're being told. So they're being told that. That's what I'm being told. And I didn't get anything from the committee guy today. Even though, actually, I need to send him this so he can review it, see if it's the same. But a bunch of it, most of it, majority of it, I want you to worry, it seems we have gone over 100 times, 200 times. They're just showing it to some of their people, I think is what's happening now. And be aware, again, it's a big thing. These people may be mad at you. They're not really mad at you, though. They're just mad because they were lied to. They were mad because they were told it was a scam and wasn't going to happen. So the more people they see come in getting rich or filthy rich or getting all this money they're not getting, they may develop an attitude, but that doesn't mean you develop an attitude. If nothing else, you just suck it up. You get your money done, going about your business. Then you have all the attitude you want. But don't have it going in the door or doing the process. Because they can cut you off and say, we need to reschedule you because I had 20 minutes to do this, 30 minutes to do this. You're trying to drag it out to an hour, 2 hours. I don't have time for that. And, you know, I have to go to the next person. So just be careful. All right, Ray, let's do what we do.
Okay. Crusher 13 says, since Iraq is using the temporary ministers for the new prime minister and a few other restrictions because everything had to change in the middle of this term, could the delays on the RV be because they want to wait until they get their new government in place and they can have a whole term to do what Iraq needs?
No. There is no delay like that. They're not trying to delay it for a year because in a year, there'll be a new prime minister, a new parliament, new cabinet, new everything, and then they'd all have to review it all over again, take their 3, 4, 6 months to make sure everything's to their satisfaction. That is not what they're trying to do. We're going to get this part done before the vote takes place because they're in control of the vote.
Okay, Moniz says, I realize purchasing a home through Trust or Foundation would be the ideal way to go, but because I don't have one and a house is imminent before the trust could be set up, is it possible to purchase it in an LLC, then transfer the property into a trust later? Sure, you could do that. Sunstar says, number one, any Paymaster news or Paymaster updates you can share?
Nope. Got anything from any Paymaster.
Okay. Any international news from any of your Iraqi contacts?
Already shared that when I told you guys. Already.
Any updates on the border tariffs?
Tariffs did go into effect yesterday, is what I was telling me, on the 1st. Tariffs did go into effect. That's on imported export goods, remember. All right.
Okay. Jim and KC says, once we exchange dinar into its own account, the interest gained from that moment on is in U.S. dollars. Should it be left in that account for possible tax implications, or can it be moved out and used for other investments? Either or.
Okay. Yeah, either or. I don't think they know your number at exchange, so that caps that part if there is a tax. And from after that, it's your choice. What are you trying to do with it? What interest are they going to give it to you if you put it in another account versus that one where you're already getting a high interest rate? Those are decisions you have to make.
Okay, we'll go to live callers. And since we're going to be on for a short session, callers, try to keep your questions to maybe like two so we can get more of you on that want to ask a question. Thank you. 330 area code. You're first.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
You there?
Hello.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. My noise is loud here. I'm sorry about that, though.
Okay.
Can you hear me better now? Is that better?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. I couldn't hear you. Okay. Hey, happy 4th of July, Independence Day, everybody. Real quick. Sorry, I was running.
Okay.
I had a question about, like, as far as if, like, you have a group of people, say, 8, 10, 20 people, whatever, and you're going into exchange, you're pretty much on the same ballpark as far as, like, currency-wise. if you go in, can one person call and make arrangements for appointments for each person, or does each individual have to call? Because we're going to have to take like a probably 4-hour trip to go exchange. Does that make sense?
You're trying to do a group exchange, you said, and can one person call for the entire group?
But it's not necessarily a group exchange, but everybody that's going to exchange, we're all in the same kind of like, you know, circles, whatever.
Yes.
We was all going to travel to get, yeah, exactly. So is it possible for one person to set them up, or does each individual have to set their own? I know that sounds like a dumb question, but.
Okay. But I'm thinking each individual has to set their own so they know what each individual has so they can send each individual to the right person and place to redeem their currency. If you don't
right.
all have the exact same amount, you're not going to the same location.
It's real close. I mean, real close. Yeah,
okay.
That's why I was wondering.
Then what you do when you make that call, you be first and you ask them that question. Does he want to hold on, and you hand the phone to 10 other people, and he do everybody? Because he may do it.
Might be
I don't know. But depending
that
on your amount, he may say, you know, you guys are going to different locations. So nothing
yeah.
beats a failure, but what?
A try.
That's right. Try.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I appreciate your message, too, especially at the end, Ray, because I know what you were saying.
Sir.
Watch what they do, not what they say.
Yes,
I really didn't even get discouraged. So I'm glad you guys did this call to get, because there was a lot of people discouraged, it seemed like. I'm like, man, that ain't what he's trying to say, I don't think. So I'm glad you confirmed that today. So well, I'm looking forward to what's coming. I'm sweating like a, you know what, and it's hot out here today, so get me out of this hot weather and let's have that RV next week.
All right.
All right.
All right. You guys have a blessed Independence Day, and all right, have a good one. Thank you.
Take care. All right. 404 area code. You are on.
Hi, Tony. Hi, Ray. Appreciate your doing the call for us. And then, as 3:30 had said, happy 4th of July tomorrow. Tony, in your opening remarks, you alluded to the fact that you had received kind of an update with respect to the plans and the like, and that you'd be discussing that on Monday, on Monday's call, which then says likelihood of over the weekend seems to be let's go out and celebrate. My question would be, the information that was provided, is that under an NDA type of protocol, or is this something that once you have looked at it, you can give kind of a head start on the call for Monday and have it posted in the forum? So that we can take a look at it before the call and know what some of the protocols might tend to be.
So let me tell you guys what it really is, so you know. We've been hearing about procedures and things we need to do, everything, for the whole, you know, time we've been up here, 10, 15 years, things to expect, all that. This document actually has all of that in it. Past tense tells you exactly what to do, tells you what happens when you call the 800 number, tells you what questions they're going to ask you, everything. All things that we have already gone through before. But, and it's a great reminder of everything. Surprisingly, it does have the rates in there that were confirmed by the banker again this morning. This is our range of rates, and this is how they work. It has a good explanation for each and every one of them and who gets what and why. So all that is actually there. It's something, again, we've been going through. The difference is I don't know so they didn't want me passing it out this morning. They didn't even want me telling where I got it from. Where they got it from. But yeah,
does it say for your eyes only? Private, confidential? Because if it doesn't, then does that not say that you could at least somewhat share with us? without getting you in neck and on the chopping block.
It does, and I kind of want to do that too. So I just want to make sure first. So let me do that. But these all your fears, your in YOUR, your fears. I was going to send a copy of it to you anyway, just so you wouldn't question. Well, okay, go ahead.
Thank you, Tony. Thank you, Ray. Put my neck on the chopping block. Thank you very much. Well, 10 days from whenever all of this happens, we know that that's when the TNT Super Fantastic Pay It Forward project is going to be. And Christmas in July, that would sure be nice if this is finally the year that that may well happen for us. And I will let you mute me out so that others can get online.
Uh-oh.
But appreciate the information.
Hold on. Ray?
Yes.
Thank you.
Hold on. Wait. Hold on. Let me answer this real quick. We'll see what they're saying.
Okay. I guess we'll hold for a second. So that you all know that we're still here. And we'll put some background noise on.
Okay. You ready?
Okay, we're ready.
All right. So for those of you, because it's more than one, who are requesting to tip the person doing their exchange, which I don't see happening, guys, because it might be paying for favors. But I did just ask him, and he's going to push it up the ladder and see what they say. So we'll see what happens. I doubt they're going to be able to take cash for that. But, all right, what was next?
619. Erico, you are on.
Good morning. Good afternoon, fellas.
Good afternoon.
Good morning.
Couple of quick questions. One, I would assume, since, Tony, you mentioned that the protesters are out in the streets, that the deadline that they had given the government for having their demands met has passed?
Yes. It was June
30th. Have their demands changed at all, or are they still the same ones they'd communicated previously?
The exact same demand. They haven't added any, haven't subtracted any. They just expected it to happen by now because that's what they were told. So now they're being told the coming days. And again, you got to realize the banker in Iraq is telling people, I have this and this is what we're being told. So we're going to do it. We just don't know the exact date. Or maybe he does.
Good news. Second question I have is with regard to the article you sent out about the gentleman that had won the lottery and has had so many problems prior to his death. Obviously, you've talked a lot about trusts and foundations, and I plan on learning more about that and having my ducks in a row at some point in time. But other than keeping our mouth shut, is there anything initially in our learning process that we should avoid doing to keep from ending up like that gentleman while we're learning about trusts and foundations and things to keep us protected?
I don't know. Just that. Really, just really. I know you're going to be happy, be excited, want to get things done. But, guys, once the cat's out the bag, the cat's out the bag. When the milk is spilt, you can't put it back in the bottle. So if you initially come and, hey, I did the exchange and I got $20 million, I got $100 million, I got this, you can't then go back and say, hey, I only got $1 million. Because they already told everybody. Believe me, it's going to go like wildfire. And unfortunately, I think I've said it sometimes more than this. I've asked you guys to look at how the lottery changed my life, because there's good things that happen in there. I've told you guys about people getting money, coming rich. This guy, the last article I sent you, explains how it's going to affect your family, whether you think so or not. It absolutely is, and it's going to affect your life. One thing the bank is going to go over with you is just what I am. That wealth manager is going to tell you the same thing. Be very careful. Your friends are no longer your friends because they're all, even if they don't want something from you, you're going to look at them like they want something from you because now you have it all. And everybody's motivation is going to change, so your world's going to change. And they tell you with this amount of money you're going to have, your friends are going to change. Your relationship with your relatives is all going to change, and you're probably not going to trust 90% of the people that you now know or meet. So your mentality is going to change. And those are things you have to be aware of if you let the cat out the bag. I know everybody says, I want to live my normal life. Well, you don't get to live your normal life. See, I know, you know, 2 days after the RV, I'm going to be riding around in a brand new Rolls Royce because that's what I want to do. But I already know how to live that way. So now you got to figure out, do I do that? Whether it's a Rolls Royce or a Range Rover or a brand new Harley, when you was riding a bicycle last week, something happened. And those are the things you have to be aware of, which are going to affect your relationships. I personally, if I were you, wouldn't want to have strange relationships with friends and family when I'm still just trying to figure out what I need to do. How much this was more money than I thought I was going to get, or twice as much, or really what do I do with it? And I don't want to do that while my phone's ringing off the hook, while everybody's standing in the line outside my door, knocking on the door, saying, pay my light bill, pay my car payment, help me do this, do that. Or it ain't nothing to you. You just got millions and millions of dollars. That's a lot of stress on a lot of people. But now you truly have the ability to affect people's lives if you so choose, but that's it. Now you have to choose between how many requests instead of just every day deciding to help somebody or doing what you want to do under no pressure. So this is what we're doing right now is what you need to do. Discuss it, think about it, and then have your own plan of action. But the first thing should be don't tell everybody that you've done it or how much you have. Don't do it.
Very good. Thank you. Hope you both guys both have a happy 4th of July.
Thank you, sir.
All right, you too, sir. Thanks.
916. You were on. Area code? 317?
Nope, you don't know how to put your hand
he's
down.
Disconnected for some reason. So, okay.
He didn't know how to put his hand down. That's why.
386, you are on.
Good
386,
here
you
go.
Hey,
all right,
good morning.
Super
hey,
fan.
All the news sounds good. And you guys sent out a text. There are some other people using your name. You're definitely right. When I looked Wednesday morning, when I checked in, it said your Friday show was canceled. And it was from Ray Wren, TNT 98. So I wanted everybody to know, yes, there are some bad people out there in the world. And that's about it. Other than that, you have answered all my questions that I was going to ask. Everything got answered within the last two questions and before that. So from that on, from here on, happy 4th of July to everybody and be safe. And I hope you take care of yourself.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And guys.
Okay, sir.
There has been, fake TNT sites around since we started this thing. And No, I take it back. When Ray took over, that's when all the fake sites came. But they didn't do that before.
Yeah.
Took over.
Okay.
So, anyway, they are out there. They even use our same symbol, everything. I know one group has like 300 followers or something. Or they may have more. This was a couple of years ago when I looked at it. So, yes, be very careful. People will always do that. They always gonna use Ray's name. They always gonna use Tony's name, and you know they've been Tony said for years. So if you don't see it on the TNT site or hear it from us, it probably 99.9% didn't happen. All right, what's next?
Okay, 727 area code. You are on.
I made it. Excellent. Afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, sir.
Good morning.
I got lucky this time. I wasn't out of the truck, and in fact, I was just sitting here taking a quick break, and it worked out perfect. Happy Fourth to you both, by the way.
Yes, sir.
First question is, there was an article out that said that there were arrests made at the borders for people that were considered nefarious in their method for collecting the duties and taxes and all that stuff. Tony, have you heard, or Ray, have you heard anything about that?
I have not.
This was arrest made in Iraq?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I haven't heard it yet.
Okay. All right. And the next thing is, Tony, if we go in the first day and we ask, oh, by the way, you have my text number. If you want to text me that document, I'll keep it just to myself. well, just a thought. Or if you want somebody to kind of look at it and see if there's any holes in it that maybe we ought to fill in some way or another. I'm happy to contribute my time. Just saying.
Okay, just so you guys know, wait, hold on, hold that thought. I don't have anybody's number. Ray has everybody's number. I don't have anybody's number. I don't look at the screen. I don't know 916 from 902 or 415. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send it to Ray or make sure Ray has it if he doesn't already, which I think he may already have it. So we can put that responsibility on him. And you know, you guys know the chances of that.
No!
Hi. Well, now listen, you two, get along. Okay. Well, I guess I'll just wait till I get a look at that document and find out what color suit I ought to wear and what color tie I ought to wear. I know how to behave, pretty much. So,
okay.
Thanks, gentlemen. Have a good holiday.
Wait,
yes,
hold on, Ray. Don't cut him off yet. Hold on. Wait.
Yes,
I know I cut you off. Did you have another question or comment?
No,
that make you
no.
Lose focus?
Well,
okay.
That's all right. It's not the first time.
Okay.
No, that's okay.
We're good?
I appreciate it. You were good.
Okay,
all
sir.
Right. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
828 area code. You are on.
Happy Fourth, guys.
Hey,
thank you.
Thank
you, sir.
Same,
you too.
Likewise.
Appreciate that. Hey, you were talking about double dipping, you know, taking your money and reinvesting it through Forex, but you said you needed a floor guy so that you could get it done real quick. How do you get that floor guy?
Well, you go with a broker's firm, and you put enough money in there that they pay attention to you, and they give you a floor guy, okay?
All right.
If you don't have a relationship with somebody, which you probably don't. So when
correct.
I'm putting my money or I'm putting millions of dollars, I want somebody direct, and then he should have a floor person. Just to tell him, I'm going to need an immediate response. But guys, you get that most of the time when you can convince somebody that you know what you're talking about. If you just say it, it'd be like, yeah, I'll put your order in. I'll move it. But when you have, and if you have enough money, which necessarily doesn't even have to be millions of dollars at times, you can get the phone number of the floor person so you can call them direct. And those are the kind of things you want to try to do.
And you could go through any brokerage, or can you go through Forex?
Money. Excuse me?
Can you go through any brokerage, or do you go through Forex? Or?
No, you guys don't know. You're going to try and go through a brokerage firm. You're going to try and get their highest guy because he should have a floor person. He should have somebody he can call and get this level of business done. And then at times, you can make the connection so that you can do it yourself. But in the beginning, no, he don't want to get his commission. So he has to be that middleman.
Gotcha. All right. Thanks a lot, guys.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Take care. Okay. Let's see. That was 828. 281. You were on.
Well, hello, Tony. Hello, Ray. How you guys doing
hello.
Today?
I'm super okay. Fantastic. How you doing?
We're here from one of your passengers already.
Who is that? What passenger?
I think it was the first caller. They're talking about trying to do a group thing. I said, you mean like on the bus? He said, yeah. They want to do a bus load. They're trying to do the exchange all at one time.
You know what? I'm not going to fool with you. No, my bus is it's put up. We can't go anywhere. We can't go do a group.
And it's still got flat tires on it, huh? But all right.
Yes, it sure does. But I do have a couple of questions. So in your introduction, when you first came on, you talked about the wealth manager could possibly reschedule a client if they come in and not seem to know exactly, I'm assuming, what they want to do with the money. Is that would that be because of the contract rate or any exchange process of the exchange process?
It could be any part of the process. If they're going to say, okay, you come in, you have no idea what we're doing. You just want to exchange your money. Okay, here we go. I'm giving you the rate. But if you start asking, what about MCA accounts? How do they work? How much can I have in there? What rate are you going to give me on each one? Or what about account for my husband, wife, sister, brother, daughter? Or what about, and you don't have a plan, you don't know. I don't have time to sit here and explain every different type of account that we have or what we have. Or advise you on how to split your money up, what portion you should take, how long you should take in this investment to get the contract rate. So he can't go over that with each and every person and stay within his 20-minute limit. He's just basically trying to get you set up. You have a plan. Uh-huh. Give me your plan so I can sit here and divide this up, get it done, and get you out so I can go to the next one. But I can't spend an hour with you answering your questions. And if I see it going in that direction, you know what? You have a lot of questions, a lot of good questions. You clearly don't understand what's going on. I'm going to have to schedule you for next month.
Or okay,
3 weeks
I understand.
When we get all
now.
These people
yeah.
through, that's all.
Okay. All right. I guess I didn't catch what you meant by that. But Ray has always told us anyway, that on the first day not to go in asking those types of questions because you're going to be all crazy anyway trying to sit up there and act like you're not, you know, surprised and then pass out. So you need to go home and get you some rest or go, you know, relax yourself and come back the next week or so to do that, you know, as far as asking all of those types of questions because you're going to be so excited that first day. And like you say,
okay.
You're not going
to
get a whole lot
do.
Of time. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me tell you exactly what to do.
Uh-huh.
First of all, call the 800 number like everybody else. The very first day is what I would do. And then I would try to schedule my appointment on the third or fourth day, personally, because the first 1 or 2 days. I want people who don't have millions and millions to go in. Let them go in, tell you what happened, tell you what they were offered, hopefully come back here. So when you go in the third day, at least you know what's been going on. You know what your plan now looks like compared to what they were told and what they have, and then you can make a better decision. Now, unfortunately, everybody can't wait till the third day. Some of you just going to do it. But those who can, I didn't say wait till the third day to call the 800 number. When I'm calling the 800 number, I'd like my appointment on this day, if I can, and be ready to go. Because we know, well, we think the contract rate should last out our first 10, 12 days, if not before, based on the amount. But there clearly is a limit to the contract rate.
Okay, because we were under the assumption that it may not, they may not last that long, and so those that were going for the contract rate, that would be the very reason for them to get in and get out, you know, initially. But how? So we don't. I mean, I guess depending on. I mean, it's an iffy thing to me with the contract rate, and some people will be skeptical to wait because they don't know if it's going to run out. I know you said it could be, you know, 7 to 10 days or more that should last, but do we don't know that for sure, correct? For the contract.
We do not. And listen,
yeah.
And absolutely, do what you feel. I mean, do it your way. This is what I don't want to happen. I don't want somebody to say, Tony, I waited till day 5 because you said don't go on day 1, and now I missed the contract rate. Hey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a decision
yeah.
you made. So I can tell you how I'm going to do it, what I should say, and then you decide how you're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
So the bank procedures and processes of what was shared with you in the memo or whatever you received, that's a good thing because we've been waiting for that for years and we've been asking, excuse me, that question several times on the calls over the years. So now that's out.
Let me give you the answer because I just got it. He said no. It's not to be shared.
Of course. Of course.
No.
And I was... I could see him saying that. I didn't think that would be something that you would be able to share with us, but good try for some of those that have asked. But me personally, I didn't think you would be able to share it. But that's a good thing that you will be able to share the process with us on Monday. And my next question is, I'm wondering, in that set of procedures, will it have those instructions for those that only have like 1 or 2 notes, or is it just going to be for the appointment people only, those processes? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this is just for appointments. It's just for appointments.
Okay. So in your opinion, and with you talking to the bankers, do you think that it will still be okay? So let's do it like this. We know now with this pandemic in place that a lot of people, some banks, I'm not sure if they're still open where people can walk in, but are they going to still have that process where people can just walk up to the teller to exchange with all this stuff going on, or will they have to, even if they have 1 note, will they have to make an appointment as well?
Yeah, right now, in lockdown, today, the bank is going to take appointments, and that's probably how they're going to do that, because they're not going to have people in line outside the door just to exchange. They're still going to have you probably, that your bank, when you call them local bank, is setting up appointments right now for you to sit down over there at the desk, go through the information with somebody, because the people, the tellers, are not going to be able to do it. Guys, they're not going to be able to give you $400,000 or $100,000 in that exchange because they don't do that. They have to go to the manager behind there, the teller manager, then the bank manager, and they're going to say, we got a line out the door. That's not happening. You guys need to call and schedule an appointment with somebody sitting down at the desk. If you have that, because they cannot do it. Now, 2 other things. First of all, he did say, for you guys who sent me the text already, You cannot tip them during the exchange. They're not going to allow it. That's not going to happen, which I knew it wasn't. And the second of all, it's before you drove your bus up with the flat tires in the driveway. Didn't Ray say you could ask two questions?
Oh, I forgot.
Yeah, that's right. Think of it.
Well, let me get on because I ain't got no more. All right. Sorry, I did have one. Okay, talk to y'all later.
Bye, Louise. 610, you are next. Hey, it's G-Man.
Hey, good afternoon. Good afternoon, Ray. Good morning, Tony. It is G-Man NPA.
Yes, sir. Greetings.
All right. Good morning, sir.
Well, happy. Good morning to you, Tony. Happy 4th of July to everyone. And thank you for doing the call today, guys.
Ladies
and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, you can go to $TNTSuperFantastic, and you'll be able to make your donation electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you with us. And I'll close out with Vegas, 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 and Raleigh, Raleigh, Raleigh. So I can come join you and enjoy some of that good home-style North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite 4th of July weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
All right. You're very welcome.
Okay, 813 area code, you are on.
Hi, this is Anita. I do have two questions, but first I wanted to tell you, brothers, thank you so much for doing the call today. I also wanted to tell you that I had got a call from Wells Fargo and Chase. Now, I have an account with Chase, but I don't have an account with Wells Fargo. And they had told me they were recording, and I'm like, are you calling for the RV? Are you calling to set an appointment? And they were like, no. And I was like, okay. I'm thinking, like, why are you calling me? You know, I'm thinking, like, why are they calling me? Well, Fargo called me.
Why are you bothering me then?
Right. You know, we're not exchanging money. You're not my friend. So why are you calling me? I just want to let you guys know that. So something is going on because I had two banks call me out of the blue. But my first question is, since you can't give us the guidelines before we go in there and call 800 number, is there a way you can email it or like the day that they do it, or like who can we negotiate on our 800 call number, like if we can have the policies and things before we go in there? Because I have a plan, but I don't have the bank's plan. I don't know what their plans are. I would like to be prepared in advance as much as possible.
Well, you know what? It's more of a guideline and suggestions on what to do, how to do it, and act, and still everybody gets to do their own thing. But yes, I envision posting it on our site or actually even sending it out to you guys, tweeting it out. Oh, I guess I can't do that. Maybe we'll post it, yeah. And then you can, everybody can review. Yeah, we'll post it in the forum. Then we'll tweet it out. That way everybody should have access to it. You can read it before you go. Should prepare you,
okay.
I think. Now, I'm not going to, you know, go against it. He told me he don't send it out today. I don't know, you know, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, he might say, I don't care. You know, so I don't know.
Right.
But we'll figure out. And we'll go over as much as we can on Monday anyway. I'll just review
okay.
the whole procedure, things that we're supposed to do. Okay?
Okay. Okay, and my second and last thing, just because my birthday was June 22nd, I called because you guys had a call there, but I never got in. And I wanted to have the birthday song sung for me because I didn't spend it with family and friends. I was stuck in because of coronavirus. So.
Oh, just because you're special, right? And
yes,
I'm not talking
I'm
about
special.
Your birthday. Okay.
I'm very special. Happy birthday to me. Happy belated birthday to me.
Belated happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Okay. You got to talk to Ray about that.
You got to play that song for me, though. I'm waiting on the song.
No.
Can you play the song? Because I didn't get in. I called on my birthday, and it didn't get in. I was like, oh, my gosh. And I called. I'm like, really? Dang.
And that was, you said, was on June the 22nd.
And then I tried to call the next time, and I still didn't get in. So I finally got in today. So, yeah, I've been waiting for you to ask. Actually pay that birthday song for me, so I ain't leaving empty handed. No.
No.
Oh, there you go.
No.
And
a thousand times. No.
I'm not leaving empty handed. I stuck with the 2-question rule.
Ray, yeah. Ray made that decision because he picked you guys. I don't know who's here.
I stuck with the 2-question rule.
I tell you what we'll do. How about since we're short on time, we'll take it under consideration since it's already past your birthday.
Okay.
And
maybe
Monday we might can allocate and take care of that for you. What do you think?
Okay. Hopefully I get in Monday then. So I hope so.
You want me to call you?
Okay.
And call you in?
Yeah, call me. How do I see my number?
Okay.
He already
He's
has
not used
number.
To me.
You're
not
no,
used
I'm
to
not
me.
Used
so.
To him.
Okay.
I'm a rookie when it comes out. You have my number, right? So yeah, right there.
Yeah, but
now.
He's not gonna call.
Yes,
call
ma'am.
Me.
Anyway, we only got 3 minutes.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Text
but,
me.
But belated happy birthday
number.
To you. Okay, we'll say
thank
belated
you.
Happy birthday to you right now. All right, thank you.
Right.
303 area code. Come on in here.
Good day. This the Brothers Renfro?
It is.
Well, hey, happy. Got
right.
a couple questions, please. Firstly, my wife is really, really handicapped, and she's got Parkinson's and PSP, can't talk, can't write. What kind of documentation do you think I must have in order to get the contract rate going in by myself?
He says she can't write.
I don't know. First of all, if that's the case, I feel absolutely sorry for her and you.
Thank you.
But you need to just ask them when you call.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
Well, are you making decisions for her now? You said she can't talk and she can't write.
Yeah, pretty much. And regrettably, I don't have documentation where I've got power of attorney for everything that we're doing.
Okay. Yeah, check with them. And I would, in the meantime, check with an attorney to see what you could possibly do to retroactively establish some type of power of attorney based on,
okay.
if nothing else, witnesses on what you have been doing, caring for her and taking care of her in every regard, speaking, moving. There may be a provision there, but legally I don't know what it is. But I check with the attorney.
Yeah, I'm,
so you know ahead
I'm
of time.
Pretty much the home care provider. Next question. The IMF Bank Humanitarian Logistic Projects, do you expect that they could be tax exempt? That is to say,
no.
the earnings from those programs.
I don't know, but I don't see any reason why they would be, because it's money that you've earned. It's a profit.
Well, I thought that
no, wait
they
which,
may be.
Which programs?
I
you
thought
that
they'd be placed in a category where they would be tax exempt to induce more people to put their money up.
No. Guys, you got to remember, I mean, they need $1 trillion, so they need as many people they want. But they need sophisticated investors doing this, not just anybody and everybody. And they want the money they can get. And we know this is a for-profit investment that will 99.9% be taxed. I can tell you that.
Okay. Will those projects be guaranteed by anybody?
I don't know. I would doubt it. Listen, IMF is doing it. But those are things we have to worry about afterwards, after we get the contract, see what it is, and then I'll have to see. I mean, you told me I was going to be able to add some people to the list. I don't know how many. The last administration told me that. But those are questions we'll ask in there when I see who's even going to be eligible to get involved with it, okay?
Okay. Okay. Okay, last question. Hypothetical. I've got 800,000 dinar. I've got 50 million dong. I've got 5 100-trillion Zimbabwe notes, and I put them on the table. What can I get in terms of contract rates for all those holdings?
I don't know. I'll tell you guys what the contract rates are. So you have to look at each one of them. You're going to be there negotiating with them, and each bank is going to be different. So I don't know who you're going to for what. I don't know how much you're willing to give them. I don't know what you're asking for. So those are the things you have to look at. We told you the range of the contract rates already. Try to get as much as you can. I've told you the contracts you're looking for, 3 to 5 years. I tell you that they've been told to offer you 10% interest, and it could be something on those 3 to 5 years. So those are just starting points for you. The ending point is whatever you negotiate.
Okay, fair enough. Let's say that I have these holdings in those programs, and I agree to 5 years. Are those assets that I can borrow against for other activities?
I don't know, guys. That's the kind of information you're going to have to ask during your appointment when you're signing the contract agreement. You're going to have to ask the bank what they're going to allow you to do with those. We're not the bank. So we're not going to be able to answer all those type questions. We're just giving you the basic information that our sources telling us this is what we're going to do.
Okay, very good.
All right.
Okay. Thank you very
much. Thank you, sir.
Let's let this roll out next week. And with that, wish you a wonderful 4th of July and all the best. Be well. Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Thank you, sir.
Okay,
let's wrap this one up. Well, the 4th of July.
Okay. All right, guys, that's what we're going to do. Wrap it up. It's a great day. Great information out there. Everybody's still excited. Everybody I know of. Oh, wait. We got something from the Treasury guy. Oh, yeah. Our Treasury guy is still saying, now, this is a different guy. I gave you the bank guy, and I gave you the committee guy, but the Treasury guy is siding with the bank guy. He's saying it's going to happen. The Zim is going. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully he's right, all of them. But anyway, it's all good news. From the banker in Iraq to the bankers here to the Treasury Department to everybody we know to every state except for Texas. They only ask backwards ones out. I mean, the ones who don't know or the last ones to know. But in all honesty, they're our best resource, too, because when they do come online, we know it's time. So, but with that, do what I'm going to do. Enjoy the rest of the day. Enjoy your 4th of July weekend, and we will see you Monday. All right, Ray.
Okay, that did it. Keep believing, everyone. We sure do.
This keeps me going. Those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made.
God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
I believe that my God is a healer. Yes, He is. And I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that God is able.
Tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. To return, this session is no longer being recorded.